So maybe the dreams that you feel like God has put on your heart right now seem a little daunting and scary. There's this new movie that's out in theaters that could give you some inspiration to follow through.
This is Truth Pop with Jake and Kathy, a Catholic take on faith and culture.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Truth Pop. My name is Jake.
I'm Kathy.
We are a married couple giving you a Catholic take on faith and culture. In this podcast, we help you to live out your faith in modern day society. Be sure to subscribe and also share with your friends.
So today we want to talk about a new movie that's out in theaters called Cabrini.
It's basically about a Catholic saint, Saint Francis Cabrini, Mother Cabrini. And it's just really exciting to have a movie that's in theaters that portrays Catholicism in a positive light, because we all know that's not always common, but just also a movie that I think does show truth, beauty, and goodness. So Kathy and I had the chance to see the movie last weekend, and we just want to give you our take on it. Be aware there might be some potential spoilers. So if you have not seen the movie yet, maybe consider holding off until you've seen it.
So the movie takes place in the 19th century with Mother Cabrini, who is a nun in Italy, and she has strong ambitions to found orphanages, specifically in China. So she makes her requests, and at first she's told no, and she goes down to the Vatican and pleads with the Pope to make this happen. So he allows her to work in New York City to start her own orphanage. And she goes there with her sisters, and she is placed in a place called Five Points, which is really poor and there's a lot of crime. But her goal is to help all the orphans who are living basically in the sewer, right?
Yeah.
And she has a lot of difficulty at first. She does become friends with some people along the way that help her, and eventually she's able to make the orphanage into something beautiful, and she helps a lot of children. She goes on to establish a hospital for a lot of the people who are poor, who need better care. Throughout the movie, it's known that she has a lung condition, and she was even told that she only has about 2 years left to live. But this is a true story. She dies at the age of 67. So she outlives longer than what the doctors have told her. And she's also canonized a saint. She's the first American saint, and she's a patron saint of immigrants. She ended up going around the world, establishing different orphanages and hospitals. And she even did in China, which is what she originally had wanted to do.
Yeah, I think the movie is really beautiful at just showing how much faith, courage, and determination she had. Because there's so many points in this movie where I'm thinking to myself, like, wow, if I were in her shoes, I would have stopped at this point. Mm-hmm. Like, she encounters a lot of hardship, like a lot of opposition. And, you know, what we see throughout the film is that there's a lot of racism towards the immigrant community, the Italian community that established their life in New York City. And they came to find a better life, but they weren't really finding that life that they had hopes and dreams for. And so I think Saint Cabrini really took that racism head on, and she wanted to help her people that she had such a beautiful love for, and she wanted a better life for them. And you could really see that sense of love that was driving her to not accept no as an answer. So I really think it's a true example for each one of us in our own vocation and our own calling to not give up and to really ask God, show me if you want me to go down this path, if you want me to do this, then open up those opportunities for me and help me to be steadfast and persistent even when the going is difficult.
One thing I noticed about Saint Francis Cabrini is that she was so strong and steadfast and very calm. Whenever she was told no, she didn't get upset. She didn't look angry. She just looked very calm and peaceful. And it was definitely obvious that she relied on the Lord and she had just strong trust, even though they didn't say it a lot. She didn't talk a lot about God. You just knew that she had to have that kind of faith where she didn't rely on her own strength, but the Lord's. And that's why it was so strong.
Absolutely. I mean, I completely agree with you, babe. I mean, to me, it brought my mind back to a past recent conversation we had. If you haven't heard the interview that we did with Father Anastas, Father Timothy Anastas, he talked about mission, but he talked about how, you know, we can't get so caught up in our mission where it becomes our identity. And I kind of personally recognized that in seeing Cabrini throughout the film, is that she knew that what her calling was, it was not her identity. And I think that's kind of what helped her to get through those difficult moments where she experienced failure, where she didn't just turn in on herself and say, okay, I'm just a failure, I'm going to give up. She was grounded in a deeper sense of who she is in God. And that gave her the ability to accept fall and to accept failure and to accept a setback, but then to just keep pushing through. So again, I think just a beautiful example for all of us in our own lives to take a heart check in the way that we look at our own mission and our own calling, to not root our identity in that. Because I think when we do, that's sometimes where we take failure personally.
I was also really struck with the love that she showed others. First, with when she established that orphanage, how she became a mother to them. She was Mother Cabrini, and she really was a mother. And the amount of love she had for the children, she would go into the sewers to rescue them, even though she had her own health conditions. Also, the love she showed to one of the characters in the film, she had been a prostitute. And the girl in the movie, she said, "I am a prostitute and this is who I am." And Mother Cabrini said, "When I look at you, I see a strong woman." And she truly saw people for who they were and really believed in them and wanted to give them God's love.
Yeah. And you saw the young girl's redemption story throughout the movie, how I think Mother Cabrini really took her in and gave her that ability and that grace from God to begin her life anew. And I love how Mother Cabrini said to this young girl that, you know, you can't control what you're born into, but you can control how you respond to it. And I just think about how, like, in our world today, I think that there is kind of a sense of, not always, but we do see a sense of, oh, I'm a victim, that I'm a product of the system. Every story's different. Every story is unique. And my heart breaks for those individuals who are brought up and raised in a situation I could just never imagine myself in. But I'm just really struck by Mother Cabrini's ability to see beyond the current moment of civilization that they found themselves in, and to see how God can make things better, and to really have the ultimate trust that, like, okay, life is hard right now, but there is always going to be hope. There is always going to be, through the grace of God, there's going to be a better way out. But I want to get back to a point that you brought up, babe, that the movie doesn't necessarily... Do you think that it really does show that God was what was behind Mother Cabrini's successes? Do you think that they made that obvious, or could they have made that a little bit more well-known?
I think it was very subtle, but I do think that they did show it. At one point in the movie, she said... She quoted scripture and said, "I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me." And I think her life is a testimony to that. She was able to do all those things because of Christ who strengthened her. And I think the movie's a beautiful example that when you follow God's will, he makes it happen.
That's right. It was like my favorite quote of the movie. She said it twice, I believe. She said, "Start the mission and the means will come." And how true is that? That we allow fear, we allow the what ifs, we allow the concerns about finances to really prevent us from jumping in all the way into what we feel like God is asking us to do. I just love that she said that, like, we don't have to have things all together. We don't have to have our ducks in a row, because God already does. And he's going to pave a way for us to accomplish his will. And I think it's beautiful to just recognize that it's God's mission that you've been called into. It's not your own mission. Like, you are a part in that mission and you're an integral piece of it. But you don't have to just rely on your own strength to get it done. That God's going to make a way to have that happen. So, yeah, I mean, I've heard a lot of complaints from people who otherwise liked the movie, but they did say, like, oh, like, they didn't really make it, like, a super Catholic movie. But I kind of, in a sense, walk away. I'm like, okay, well, like, in some ways it was a show, not a tell. They did show a lot of what I think Mother Cabrini lived through. And they didn't necessarily make the movie preachy in the sense that it was like a typical faith-based movie that you would find anywhere else. And maybe that's not such a bad thing, because I think that sometimes like people can get kind of turned off by the Christian faith-based film industry thinking, oh, it's just going to be like another preachy movie. And I don't think this was that. And I think maybe this was a movie that might open someone else's eyes up to the reality that maybe God does exist.
Yeah, and I think it really does show how Mother Cabrini's life is a testimony to what Jesus does for us, in the same way that Mother Cabrini went down into the sewers and rescued the orphans who were completely abandoned. That's what Christ does for us. He goes into the sewers of our life when we're drenched in our sins, and he comes and he rescues us, and he gives us a new identity. He gives us a new home, a new family where we can live with him. We are redeemed because of what Christ did for us.
This is Truth Pop